Welcome back here in the huddle right here, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. It is Tuesday at this time every Tuesday. We're bringing you a series that I've had a lot of fun getting off the ground here the last couple of weeks. Behind the scenes Tuesday, when our games are actually being played, there's a lot of people who do things behind the scenes that the everyday fan, the public, doesn't know a whole lot about and doesn't get to see. So we've been excited to bring you some of these stories. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line, the latest installments with Derek Dunning. He's the Director of Athletic Communications at Norwich University and my old boss. So, Derek, thanks for being with us, man. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks, Brady. And, yeah, thanks for the shout-out. We certainly loved having you here for the year that you were here. And hopefully we, you know, added to, you know, this profile that you've gone on to here and, you know, living legend here in Vermont now on the radio waves.
Yeah, don't lie to the public, because I don't lie to the public. I've made peace with it. I was a pain in the ass for you to deal with. The audience knows it. Now give us your side. How big a pain in the ass was I?
No, you weren't. Like, to be honest, you really helped, you know, get us started in the right direction for where, you know, things need to go. And I was, you know, thinking about that a little bit, of how much the job has changed since I started. It's my 10th year at Norwich, and I think you came on in my third year, I want to say, that I was at Norwich, or second year, I don't even remember what it was now. But, you know, you came up with that idea of the Cadets Broadcasting Initiative. Don't think I don't remember it. You're basically just starting with, you know, doing audio commentary for all of our games, because at that time, you know, different resources and different, you know, availability of things with being able to broadcast. I think we were really only doing football and hockey at that point, and you kind of pushed us to the direction of, hey, we got to get soccer, we got to get basketball, we got to get all these other sports more involved. And, you know, now it's come to the come full circle that we're basically doing all those games. And this is the first year that we completely brought everything in-house. NSN was a great partner for us for many years, but, you know, with some people on staff and some of the work study we've been able to get over the last few years, we thought we could do it in-house. We partnered with a new company, and now we're able to do every single one of our home games this year on through Blue Frame, and we're able to broadcast those games out to the public. And I think it went really, really well. Tanner had a lot to do with that, but it was a total team effort, and we were really happy to be able to do that this year and not really miss too much of a step with what we were doing in the past.
I frequently tell the story about me trying to broadcast swimming at the New England Regionals from somewhere in White River Junction. I frequently bring that story up.
Yeah, that was that was another thing you stepped up and did. I think we were talking with Coach Laura Dunn at the time, and she kind of like sheepishly came into the office and was like, hey, you know, is there any way you guys might be able to broadcast this? And, you know, we talked about it a little bit, and you were once again willing to step up and do something like that. I think you went down there for 4 straight days, and, you know, that's probably the only time they've had audio broadcast to that meet, and it went really, really well. So I know they've gone to where they're having just a straight video stream of it now, but you don't really get the full experience when you don't have somebody commentating about who's in what lane and how they're doing. So that was really great that you're able to do that, and hopefully that might be something they can do down the road to help add to that element.
Well, don't give me so much credit. I just wanted a free meal for 4 days in the hotel. It was better than what I could make at home, so that's why I did it. Hey, the audience also wants to hear the stories. We're always talking about us playing pickup basketball, back to a happier day when you could play pickup basketball. We as a staff used to play hoops at noon Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If I wasn't a pain in the ass in the office, I think I was a pain in the ass in those games.
Yeah, that I will agree with. You certainly liked your noon hoops, and you were a great basketball player for the crowd. So I gotta give you credit there. You certainly knew what all your points were from every game. You might even still be able to recite some of those. I don't know, but games I didn't play, you certainly would be back in the office saying, yeah, you know, I had 22 and 10 rebounds, something like that. So, but no, it was a lot of fun. That game still exists. I think it's one of the cool things about Norwich. That game's been going on for probably 30-plus years, and it's such a diverse group that gets together. There's members of the faculty, members of the staff, the athletic staff, members from the development staff, some local community members that come in and play. You know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday from noon to 1, there's been a game pretty much every one of those days for the last 30 years, until obviously this COVID coronavirus stuff has really put a wrench into things.
Derek Dunning with us here behind the scenes Tuesday on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. He's the Director of Athletic Communications at Norwich University. So tell the general public, in a nutshell, what is your job like? What does it entail? And we only have like 10 minutes for this interview.
Really,
so
go into it. But no, to keep it short, basically, we are the people behind the scenes that help put on the game, whether it be taking the stats at the games. We end up writing the recaps that go up on our Athletic website after the game. For many of our people that don't have a chance to be at the games live, we are in charge of the live video stream. So NorwichAthletics.com/livestream. We've been broadcasting all of our athletic events that we have with facilities that have proper setups to be able to broadcast that out to the public and be able to bring the game right to you in your home living room. We take care of all the social media accounts, the overarching accounts with Norwich Cadets on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. Each individual team kind of has their own stuff too, but we manage the overarching accounts and then just provide guidance to them. There's so many things, recaps, stats. We talked about video. It's a lot of fun. You get to be around sports and be able to do things in a lot of different avenues, create the game programs, but it's an evolving thing. The name of the game for us right now is social media, especially Instagram. That's huge within our current student population and certainly the prospective student population. And then live video streaming, I think, are the two biggest things that, you know, the athletic communications department does. And it's been a fun ride. Like 10 years, Norwich has won 3 national championships in hockey. The women's rugby team won 6 national championships in that time span. So it's been a lot of fun being out here in Vermont, and you get to tell those student-athlete stories through a variety of different mediums and really help complete their experience by showcasing what they're able to accomplish on and off the field.
I think people in general don't realize that you and the athletic communications office are giving up a lot to do this job. You say, oh, it's working in sports, and that's awesome, and yes, there's worse jobs to have, but I mean, you're talking about every weekend being given up, nights being given up. You know, sometimes you're doing a soccer game at 1 p.m. and a football game at 4, and then you got something at 7. It's a crazy job, actually. I don't think you guys get enough credit for it.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. It's certainly a grind. Like, there's weeks where I'll be working 60-plus hours, and you know, that's just what it is when you have multiple games throughout the week. Thankfully, you know, we don't have to be there at 8 a.m. all the time, which is great, because if we had to be there at 8 a.m. and we're there till 10 o'clock writing releases and putting up stuff on the website at 10 o'clock, then you'd really be looking at 100-plus hour weeks. I don't think that's sane for anybody. So we're fortunate enough to be able to come in a little bit later in the day at times, but it's definitely a grind. And, you know, I'm not looking for anybody's sympathy. It's just it's a lot of hours, and I don't think people understand that once the game is over, there's still another hour or two left for the people in the athletic communications department to get out all the stuff they need to be able to get ready for the next day, and then get everything up on the website and video highlights up on the website and send out everything so that the media can report on what happened.
Derek Dunning with us here from Norwich University on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. A couple of quick questions before we get you out of here. How good is Tom Abrun, the goalie that you guys had? 9-game shutout streak, just got signed by the AHL. So this is a local name that we've talked about in the last couple of weeks. How good is he?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just the SID. You know, certainly Cam Ellsworth, our men's hockey coach, could give you more of a breath. But from what I saw, just a tremendous, tremendous individual, first and foremost. Like, not even how great he was on the ice. He was always a great person to talk to, always kind, would do anything you ever asked him if you wanted to do anything, whether it be something we were doing for a feature story or talking with him about some of the awards he's won to get quotes. He's just always been an upstanding individual, and it's been really cool to see his growth. 4 years has been, you know, tremendous. The numbers this year, it's unprecedented. Like, you go through the year, and the shutout streak just keeps adding up. The games just keep adding up. It's like, this is like video game numbers, but it was all real. Like, you ran out of ways to describe, like, how incredible it was. And, you know, I'm still hoping that we can try to get more publicity about it. Thankfully, ESPN and SportsCenter picked up something there with the senior night. That was pretty cool to be able to get him and Amanda Conway, our women's hockey national player of the year, on there too. But just an incredible, incredible goaltender. And thankfully, he got recognized and be able to sign a 2-year contract with Rockford and the AHL, the Chicago Blackhawks affiliate. That just came out yesterday. And, you know, I think he's going to do really, really well. But definitely got to give credit to not only him and his compete level, but the team in front of him just would do anything to help prevent the puck from going into the net, and just a great team defensive system, and they really did a great job to help protect him. But there were times that teams got past him or got past the defense, and he was there to make the save in the end, and he did it so many times. So really, really happy to see him win all these awards with the Sid Watson National Player of the Year, USCHO Player of the Year, then First Team All-American. You know, he certainly deserved every bit of that.
Derek, we'll get you out of here on this. Our buddy Lou DeMasi is a former All-American at Norwich. He does a lot of events with us here. His sister Maggie is coached at Norwich on the women's side. His brother Ronnie does a lot of video work for you guys. Is the DeMasi, the first family of Chittenden County hockey, is the legacy still strong in Northfield?
Yeah, I mean, Ronnie DeMasi does tremendous work for us, or not only us, but the university as a whole with video. He's been a tremendous asset to not only the Norwich University hockey program. He worked with the rugby team this year. The men's rugby team's had tremendous success over the last few years, and he helped with that this year with film and practices and drone footage to be able to help them get better on a day-to-day basis. He works with the university constantly on putting out different types of videos. You know, Maggie DeMasi was a great asset to the women's hockey team, was part of that national championship team in 2018. So those are the two DeMasis I've had the most interaction with, and you know, it's been nice to have them continue to be a part of the Norwich University culture, and obviously having those Hall of Fame older people with Lou and all that has just been tremendous. And you know, they're certainly very, very well liked in this area as well. Not only the first family in Chittenden County, but they're always going to have a special place in Norwich University athletics.
Derek Dunning, Director of Athletic Communications, Norwich University, my old boss, telling some stories. Didn't give up too much dirt. Didn't mention the time I had 40 in the Barry 5-on-5 league, but that's a story for me to tell another day, I guess. So, Derek, man, we appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks again, Brady.